League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Dibble Wright, on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to first pitch is on. Countdown to kickoff is on. Countdown to puck drop is on. Countdown to tip-off is on. And I guess it's countdown to tee-off as well. We've got a lot of stuff going on to break down on the program this evening. Paul Bovey will step up and in from Panama, Mexico, Costa Rica, I don't know, somewhere in Central America. Paul Bovey will be joining us. Matoy Pearson joins us from Las Vegas, Nevada, where, you know, Mo really enjoyed the Philadelphia Phillies win last night because they got about $12 million on that. With the World Series, people are telling Mattress Mack to go F himself in Philadelphia after the game last night. A lot of stuff to break down. And if you remember yesterday, Cam, when Donnie was on, we kidded. We said, man, we should just play every Philadelphia Philly player to hit a home run. Dear God, four of them actually did. You know, like it was, I think they just hit another one right now. Record-setting five home runs. Harper hits two of them. We did cash the Schwarber plus 375. Congratulations to you for being on the Philadelphia Phillies. Big game tonight, Cam. Big game tonight for the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I don't know, Gabe. Is it a zigzag thing? And you look at the pitching matchup, and if Nola pitches well, it's just Philadelphia's tough to beat in that park. But Houston has a championship pedigree. You're right. I can't believe McCullers. Like, I know he says, hey, whatever, I wasn't tipping pitches. Pedro Martinez showed it. He was tipping pitches. The Phillies were laying off. They saw what was coming, and they knocked it out of the park. So much power on that team, buddy. This is a great World Series. I don't know. Is Houston going to come back and win? Philly's got a pretty good pitcher on the mound tonight. Tough game.
Philadelphia definitely have momentum right now. They're 6-0 on their home field. There's no doubt that McCullers was tipping his pitches. He was doing it with his knee and his leg. And, you know, it's to me, it's amazing that the catcher or Dusty Baker or him himself, that nobody caught on that what was going on. Yet John Schmoltz said during the broadcast that it's happened to him. Right. And it's one of those things you don't really know until it's too late. Right. It's just, you know, and props to Philadelphia for being that slick to figure it out that quickly. Like I said, can they figure it out? Like when his leg would go higher and when he wouldn't go lower, like, and he was really, really, it was really visible. Like he would do this leg, this high knee thing. And they knew, man, he's throwing a fastball like right down the middle. And they basically would know what pitch was coming. It's not cheating. Right? Like people say this and that. It's almost ironic a little bit, though, that the Astros, people think about them stealing signals and the Astros just got burnt by somebody knowing what's coming all the time. It's going to happen. Bad time for it to happen to McCullers. I think somebody should have figured it out quicker and said, listen, bro, said, listen, you got to like, but the thing is, Cam, no one knows. You don't know. Like, it, you know what I mean? You do the same thing every day for your life for 30 years. You're doing something, you're not going to immediately, oh, my God, I'm lifting my knee too high, and Bryce Harper's figured it out.
Yeah, Philly did their homework. And they did their homework.
They did.
They watched tape. They must have figured it out. McCullers, his off-speed stuff usually works.
Well, you saw Harper call Baum over, and even I even said we were on the air.
Yeah.
He called him over, and he said something into his ear. He's probably telling him what we were talking about is right. You know what I mean? Keep your eye on his knee. That's sports.
Yep. It ain't cheating. Doing your research.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. World Series, NBA, NHL, PGA. We've got it all on the program. NHL hockey, NBA basketball, PGA golf, Major League Baseball. College basketball actually starts on Monday. So we're going to add a new sport to the rotation on Monday.
There's a game tonight, Gabe. I was doing my updates, but they didn't have a line for it. I looked. It's at 1 o'clock in the morning at St. John's in DePaul.
At 1 in the morning?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Discovered that today. Nobody was even talking. I went to FanDuel, couldn't find a line. I went to a couple other spots, couldn't find a line. It's a 1 o'clock basketball game. St. John's DePaul.
I don't see it listed anywhere.
Really? It's on my app for like ESPN. It was on a couple other ones that we use, so I have no idea. 1 o'clock in the morning, like really late. Is it some start of some tournament or something? Like, I don't know.
No, but I'm saying there's no line. There's no college basketball numbers up.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. They list the game, but there's no lines. That's what I'm saying. Like, are they playing just a game without a line?
Yeah, but why would he be playing a game at 1 in the morning?
I don't know. It was just there. These are questions that I was asking you because I thought somebody would have a damn answer. I don't know. I don't know why they're playing at 1 in the morning. I'm just saying that's what I saw. Like, I don't know.
Sounds made up, Cam.
It's not made up. It's not, definitely not made up. Hold on here. I'll figure this out. Yeah. Okay. Shakhtar said, hold on. Just let me get back to this situation. Right, well, but anyway, okay, Cam, I don't want to get into it now.
I like your shirt today, though. Nice shirt.
What? Yeah.
Nice
you
shirt.
See my face? Thanks.
No, what about your face?
I don't know if you've seen it. My nose. I got a big slice down the thing. Thank God the camera's far away. I literally woke up and I don't know what happened. Did I attack myself at night? It's like a cat went right across my face. But yeah. I'm glad we're far away.
No, I can't.
You'll see on the close up. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It's the benefit of your redness of your face. It covers it up.
Thank God. I know. This is the one time my high blood pressure works for me. It's pretty big. It's a big
one. got an early basketball game, actually. I don't know why. I don't know. Okay, I'm starting.
I don't understand.
St. John's at 1 in the morning. I'm like, I know the Wizards are playing now, right? At 6 o'clock?
That's true.
No Embiid?
That's factual.
No Embiid? Give me the Wizards.
No, yeah. Me too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. All right, you know what? This game hasn't even tipped off yet.
Nah, 6:08 or something. Yeah, there's. No,
I'm getting in. I'll take the Wizards plus six. It's 5.5. I'll just get a half point up to 6.
Yeah.
All right. Why are they playing at 6 o'clock? Oh, the baseball.
No idea.
World Series.
Philly. Well, you see, that's smart.
See?
That's smart.
Exactly. It's hard to change things, guys. We always talk about it. All right, no, we're moving the game up. It's perfect. Move the game up.
Even 5:35, a 2.5-hour game, boom, the game ends and right into the Philly game. But 6 o'clock is still
excessive.
Fine.
5:30 is a little excessive. 5:30 start.
I got my ideas. Make it 5:30.
Shut that one down. Cam's like, how about 5:35, guys? No.
I still don't understand why at a St. John's DePaul thing and like my sports apps of games today. But anyway, like I just God help me.
Yeah. What app is that? Is that the score app? What app is that? That app, whatever app it is, it sucks. There's no St. John ain't playing DePaul at 1 in the morning tonight, bro.
I wasn't going to mention the name because we weren't there, but yes, it's the score app. It was the score app. I checked it. I'm like, what?
I'm looking up. I'm like, man, what the hell is this guy talking about? There's no, like, I'm
thank
like, Alaska shootout, Anchorage shootout.
Thank God.
Hawaii.
After I couldn't find it anywhere, I didn't put it in my updates. Imagine that. Hey, college basketball, crazy game at 1 a.m. DePaul St. John's. Oh, thank God. Anyway.
All right, let's Let's bring in Paul Bovey right now. Mr. Paul Bovey, always a pleasure. Good to see you. How you doing, Paul?
And I am in Mexico, and today is Dia de los Muertos. It's a celebration of the dead. It's one of the biggest days in Mexico. So there's going to be a lot of celebration downtown, which I will head down and take in.
Oh, really?
From afar. You don't want to get caught in the crowd there. It could turn into like one of those situations in Korea where you get stomped. It's that many people. It's insane.
That was horrible.
So, Cam, I got a question for you. Have you ever watched a game, since this may be a replay of some game, have you ever watched a game and then try to bet it live and then realized like 45 minutes later that it's actually a rerun, that it's actually a replay?
He's coming at you, man.
I know. And the difference is, I love Paul because I can take it. Like people yeah. know. No, I know. Paul, I used to work at a sports place and we put the highlights together. When you said, "Hey, touchdown" or whatever, and you knew and it was a replay, you just have to go down and do push-ups. So yeah, that's one thing I actually don't do. I might be like kind of clueless in space sometimes, but yeah, no, I've never done that one. And by the way, Gabe, this is the three, me, you, and Paul. We hit the winners in the contest. Team wins is on the show. Right. Us three.
We did.
Just noticing.
That's right.
Yes.
We nearly went 4-1.
And I like Carolina too.
What was your pick?
I actually switched. I switched from Seattle at the 11th hour to Carolina's, which obviously didn't make a difference, except I had to sweat that one out because I couldn't believe he went for it on 4th and 19 from his own like 10-yard line with two timeouts left. That was just a bone. Steve Wilks, that was an absolutely bonehead decision. That was ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot has been talked about DJ Moore taking his helmet off, but that's something that's not – being brought up. Hey, the Titan pick that I had was pretty much, it wasn't wire to wire. The first quarter was frustrating because they were dominating, right? They went down the field and missed a field goal. Then Robert Woods fumbled a punt. So the Texans kicked back, punted the ball back to Tennessee. Robert Woods fumbles it. Then the next drive, Malik Willis throws an interception. And I'm like, dear God. It was like, really, guys? And it was still 0-0, Cam. And I'm like, come on, man, just... If you score one touchdown, this game's over. Like, I kind of knew it. I was like, just score one touchdown, the game's over. And basically, they got up, and it was over. Like, it was never
didn't that game. They scored, yeah, exactly. Yeah. They really scored 3 points. They gave Houston that late touchdown in garbage.
Oh, that was, like, yeah. that was 30 that. Seconds left. It was nothing.
Yeah, but Houston gave points away too early. Come on. Houston gave points away too. There was a turnover.
They're bad, though. They didn't give it away. They just suck. What do you think about the Philadelphia game on Thursday?
I mean, I'll tell you what I took is Houston cannot stop the run at all. Josh Jacobs just sliced right through him the week prior.
Derrick Henry.
Of Henry goes off for ridiculous numbers. And I mentioned that on the show, but I figured they could stack the box with Malik Willis, who goes on and throws for a whopping 55 yards. And even then, they couldn't stop the run. So I took Miles Sanders on the opening number over 77.5. I don't know if Gainwell or Boston Scott's going to get much in the way of activity, but you got to figure that Miles Sanders is going to get most of the action. So I went over the 77.5.
All right, so let's get into it. Have you dipped into the NBA at all tonight, Paul? I know you just sort of dip into the shallow end of the pool early in the season, but did you dip your toe into the pool tonight?
You know what? I stuck my toe in the water, Gabe. Okay. My 3-3 New York Knicks have been amping up the pace a little bit. They've gone over 5 out of 6. Of course, the Hawks and Trae Young always torch them. And they set the number high for a reason at 233. And I do like the game to go over. The Knicks have poor interior defense, at least to this point. And the Hawks attack the rim. So I think that's a bad matchup for the Knicks. But I think they'll hang around, and I think it goes over the number.
Speaking of the number, Trae Young is 28.5. And I'm glad that you brought it up, Paul, because when I was looking at the overnight card last night, right, who's playing tomorrow, and I was going over to the NBA, and that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, Trae Young's at MSG, huh? I made a little note, like, yeah, right? Trae Young over points. Cam, he lights this building up. Remember in the playoffs, like this is his sure spot where he goes. Yep. It's a little high though, Paul, at 28.5. They're not giving money away tonight. I prefer it was 25.5 or something like that, but it is what it is.
Look, they set the number and they always know a few degenerate weasels will come in at whatever number they put up. So they could put up 30.5. And
you're right. There are a lot of degenerate weasels out there. Not here, but out there in the world. You're right.
I know.
Your Shea Gilgeous-Alexander prop hit last night. Sometimes it's good being a weasel.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cam. That was easy money. SGA, yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah, exactly.
The Raptors are an SGA away from really making noise. 12-10 early for Philadelphia. We got in on the Washington Wizards. I couldn't buy the half point. I got him a plus 5.5. So Knicks tonight, two. Man, that's a high total, huh? Incredible you'd see that and Knick total this high, 233. Atlanta Hawks. Cam, what do you get to bet this game? The Hawks are getting 2.5 at MSG.
No, I don't think I am. I look at some other games at 7 o'clock. Do you want me to let the cat out of the bag and tell you what I'm looking at tonight?
There's only one game at 7, sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, I like the Cleveland Cavaliers plus 1.5.
Don't put a cat in the bag, Cam, in the first place.
I like the Cavs.
Cat, you don't put a cat in a bag.
I don't like the Cavs. I like Boston. Boston's going to tighten up their defense a little bit. That was that overtime loss. They gave up 132 to the Cavs in the first game, and I think.
What about Charlotte, Paul? You like the Hornets? Was on the Cavs. Getting 7 against the Bulls or what? Come on.
No, I don't have an opinion. I'm not going to go against you here.
You know what? I'm
like Cavs defensive, but right away he's like, no. He's like, oh yeah, whatever. He doesn't like it.
I like Paul. No, he's selective.
What? I like how you asked him. You asked him angrily. Yeah. What about Charlotte? You like that?
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I almost feel like a guest. I'm leaving out a tray of food, and Paul's like, take it back.
Cam's raising me yesterday. I know what a Minnesota North Star jersey looks like, all right?
Yeah. I've been very angry lately. I'm dealing with a lot of things, but I'm not going to get into it on the show. But yeah, a lot of anger.
It's all good. You like Charlotte? No?
Why? Yeah, you like Charlotte plus 7.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Cam just guaranteed the Leafs win like 6-0 at the break here.
Hey. I put it in parlays. Take the 1.5. I know they're minus 300 and change. I have no case.
Paul's not even a hockey guy. Paul, I saw Paul's face. He's like, I don't know.
Joe Namath type guarantee. Cam with the Joe Namath.
Yeah, you heard him.
We're going to win this.
Said, I don't want to use the G word, but they're winning tonight. They're minus 315 favorites.
or the L word. Yeah, they better. Hey, they lost as a minus 500 favorite before, so you're right. Nothing.
People want to fire Sheldon Keefe. What's going on with that in that city? People panicking about the coach now already again?
I will say this. If they lose to Philadelphia tonight, I'll make a prediction. He's gone. I'll give it after this
really?
Game if they lose. Yep. That's my prediction. If they lose to Philadelphia at home, it's not his
guarantee?
Fault.
Another guarantee?
Yeah, Paul, it's might as well just, I'm a man of guarantees today. I don't know. I should get plus 10. I should get 12-1 for saying a coach is going to get fired after a loss. But, I think it could happen. Yeah,
Well, hey, can't parlay those two guarantees, obviously. If they win, the coach is not going to get fired. So
exactly.
That's out the window.
You're right.
I need
so parlay. We'll get back to that Boston-Cleveland game. That's the only game coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern. I was on the Cavs the other night plus the points. and I'm going to be on the Cavs again tonight.
Me too.
I'm an anti-Celtic. Like you guys are anti-Ravens. I'm an anti-Celtic. I'm not an anti-Semite like Kyrie Irving. I'm an anti-Celtic. Hate leprechauns. Yeah. You know, the Celtics. But no, I just think the Celtics are overrated. I think they're overpriced, Paul. Like, I thought, I'd like to put it this way. I was like, why are they laying 6.5 or whatever the hell it is? 7 of the Cleveland Cavaliers? Are you kidding me? The Cavs are better than they are. And we saw what happened. Now tonight, the Cavs are at home, and they're 1.5-point underdogs. I just don't understand the line, Paul. I think people overvalue the Boston Celtics personally.
I don't. I just think Boston will get it straightened out. Their defense has definitely had some holes, but you know, it's early in the season, and there was some rough shooting in the first game.
It was late in the season last year when they lost to Golden State, and everybody loved them, too. That was late in the season last year.
Right.
So it was in middle of the season, late in the season, early in the season. They're overpriced.
All right. Well, fortunately, we're going to see how this one plays out because I'm taking the Celtics, and I'll even lay the 2.
Now, we got another pick out of him. Before it was just a Nick game. You see, you know, a little,
know what I like?
Little smack talk and how Sunday's together. Yeah. All right,
your guys' little Sunday show. Everybody's fired up today on the show. A lot of like back, bam, bam. We're coming at you.
Sounds like there's a lot of spite betting going on the show. Yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you
right now. Charlotte Hornets. F these guys.
That was the best. Cam, oh, you like Charlotte? No.
No.
I didn't play the game. All right.
Yeah. So, but Cam, I swear to God, I would buy in. I totally get it. And we were on the Bulls last night against the Nets.
Yeah.
We were on the Bulls against the Nets. But I lost the other night mocking Sacramento, and props to you. They did come back.
Thank you.
Did win the game. I'm not doing it.
Buddy, Sacramento's been great to me. That day on Saturday when I did in game live, I have not pounded a basketball game first.
They've only won 2 games.
Everything.
But they
murdered Miami on Saturday. I live in the past.
Oh, there's 3. You're right. There's up to 3. Let's go. You're right.
There you go. Hey,
I kind of like
them tonight.
And a half. I want them. I want them to win. And am I saying the Cavs are the lock of the night? And I respect the hell out of Bobby's NBA opinions, but I think the Celtics are overpriced, and I think the Cavs are underpriced. All right, let's get back to the NFL because Paul is moving and shaking things here right now. Yeah, Chicago Bears and the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, he's got a Mexican party. The Day of the Dead. What is it?
Morte.
I want to. What's
Dia
it called?
Dia de los Muertos.
Dia de los Muertos. Yeah, when I was in Mexico, I've been there a few times. I was in Mexico before. And once I was really, 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 really hungover. And I went whale watching and stuff, whatever, sharks and all that, whales. Said I wasn't happy about it. Like, I didn't want to go, but I did. And everybody jumped into the water and all this with the whales. I'm like, you're insane. Like, and the guys on the boat said, no, I wouldn't go in the water. But I was just kicked back and half dead, Cam, and the crew, Paul. They called me El Muerto. Because I was so hungover all day. They're like, hey, you're doing all right, El Muerto?
That's a great dead man. I like that. Dead man.
Yeah, El Muerto. Yeah, El Muerto. Hey, dead man, you doing all right? Because the boat was
amazing.
Gone. I was blazing, too. I'm blazing. I'm drinking.
Is it like their Halloween?
El Muerto. Yeah, it was the funniest.
Is this their Halloween kind of thing? Like the Mexican Halloween? Is this what it is, but more intense?
No. It's not Halloween, and not to be confused with Halloween. It's just, you know, paying homage to
the dead, the spirits.
Dead. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yesterday with the kids. Today are the adults.
They're very religious people, Cam.
I like it. Yes, I know. Yeah, in Mexico. Yes, I've been a few times. I just this sounds great. This sounds like a real nice, cool party to go to.
Yeah, it's going to be a celebration of sorts. And by the way, I swim probably 3 to 4 times a week, like a half a mile to a mile in the ocean. And I don't fear whales. I don't fear sharks. The only thing you have to fear here are crocodiles. And they plucked one off the beach in front of my building not too long ago. I swear to God, my
head. So you're gonna swim into a crocodile type thing randomly?
Dude, I would rather.
I don't go in the ocean, I'll admit. I love swimming in the ocean.
Oh, I do. My dad used to be a professional scuba diver. Paul, he says he used to feed barracudas like raw hot dogs and stuff. Like, they're not like, he used to like just feed them hot dogs, keep them away. But I will say this, though, Morenci, ocean swimming's great. It's great for you, but there's a lot of weird stuff. My brother got a sea urchin. You know those things with the poisonous pricks? Oh, man, you should have seen his foot. Like, he was in bad shape. There's be careful on the ocean floor, people. A lot of bad stuff, yeah. A lot of sharp things. Yeah.
So watch out for the poisonous pricks, for sure, in the world.
The poisonous
dangers in the world.
Very true.
It's like the Steve Irvin. What got him? A stingray?
The stingray, yeah, right?
The stingray. Yeah, yeah they yeah. kill. Yep.
You are nasty, too. The jellyfish, those things?
Oh, yeah, big time.
I got stung with one two days ago. You could see it on you could see the red thing on my wrist. You know, all of a sudden, I felt somebody stuck a pin in me, and it hurt. I was going to go in, and I said, I'll let the pain die down. And, you know, of course, it wanes, but the memory lingers on. It's been two
days. You're a man of nature. I don't, like I said, I don't like the ocean. I like they standing got eels. Looking at it. I don't go in it.
Do they got eels in there, Paul, too? Eels. Watch out for them. They'll stick to your leg and just get the chunk out of it.
I have not seen an eel. And like I said, it's all about the croc here. You got to be careful and keep your head up. Just pay attention. But the good thing is if you go in the water with a lot of people, you know, and let's say there's 20 people, you still, even if you run into a croc, which is infinitesimally small chance, you still got a 1 in 20, a 5% chance, only a 5% chance.
You're saying he might get somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I say he's going right for Cam. He's going to
see. Yeah, of course
Cam.
He is. Of course he is. He looks at me. He goes, "Who's this guy with the red face? He looks like he's got fresh blood, blood pressure."
He's going to see your leg standing and flooding in the water. He's going to go, "Man, that's a thick chicken. That's a thick thigh right there."
Yeah, exactly. It's good.
All right.
Ball.
So, speaking of water here, dolphins. Dolphins and bears.
Segways.
Dolphins and bears. So listen, the Chicago, Paul, you're looking at the total of this football game, I know. And so the Chicago Bears traded Roquan Smith. They traded Robert Quinn. That's the starting point right there. The Dolphins offense starting to click. Talk to me about this game. Bears, Dolphins.
So Gabe, I played it on the open because I thought it was a very fair number. And then they trade Roquan Smith. And for whatever reason, the number goes down, which I couldn't understand. Roquan Smith is a huge difference maker. I mean, I got eliminated from Survivor because of him. I took the Texans over the Bears. I said, all right, I'm going to get rid of the Texans early. Guy had 16 tackles, made a game-saving interception. I mean, obviously, they weren't going to sign him, so they wanted to get something for him. But that's a huge drop-off in the defense. To me, he is worth a full point in the number. So now it's come back up to 45. And the Bears acquired Chase Claypool. I'm not sure if he's going to play. But neither team has a particularly good defense. And the Dolphins can certainly ring up some points. They gave up 27 points to Detroit in the first half. That's not very impressive. So even though they shut Detroit out, the Lions in the second half.
That's why they brought in Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, they're vulnerable. I mean, they're very vulnerable. So I'm gonna roll with the over on that game, and I think 44.5, 45 is a very reasonable number.
I see you've got a couple of significant plays in on that football game right now. A lighter card for you, Paul, midweek. Coastal Carolina and App State is a college football game you're taking a look at.
Yeah, I took two college games, and I took Coastal over. Look, Coastal held Marshall to 13 points last week, but they had a quarterback by the name of Cam something or other, and he's a freshman, and he threw for 300 yards, on 19-36. But in the prior two games against Old Dominion, they gave up 39 completions and 46 attempts to Old Dominion and ULM. Their defense actually stinks, and if you go back to Appalachian State, well documented from the first week against North Carolina. They absolutely raked them, and then James Madison. these teams, I took the number at 61. I think it went to 64. It settled back in at 63, but I think this is an over game.
Paul Bovey joining us. We'll keep Paul just for a couple more moments on the outside.
Yes.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The other side so we can get them out. Cam, yes? What do you got for
us? I would like to ask Paul about the Breeders' Cup that's coming up, but I'll send him a DM.
Ooh.
Don't worry, we'll stick to football. Yeah, big weekend.
That's fine. Yeah. Fine.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency. So if you thought last night's action was a little questionable, we're raising it up a notch tonight. We've got some bad football games being played tonight with some bad football teams. Well, I don't know. Maybe they're better than the records indicate, but Central Michigan and Northern Illinois, they're both like, what, 2-6? So we can't even say, well, it's for bowl eligibility and this. It's like, no. It's literally a meaningless MAC football game.
I'm betting
it. We got Western. Well, that almost goes without saying. Who are you taking?
I'm actually taking the underdog in that spot, and I like the favorite in the other game. I'm taking Bowling Green, and I'm taking the chips.
You're taking Bowling Green minus 5.5 at home, and the Central Michigan Chippewas plus the 4.5 on the road?
I like them in a dog roll. Wow, that line's gone down. It was 6 that I got at this afternoon. That's concerning. It was 6. It's 4.5 now? Wow. Okay.
Man, these are just the ultimate train wreck of all train wreck games. Paul, I'm assuming you have no interest in tonight's matching.
So normally I do play the MAC, and I looked at these games back and forth, up and down, and I could not come to a sound decision. I will tell you, there is a game next week that I really like when Akron plays Eastern Michigan. I'm not going to give out the side or what I'm playing right now.
He's already got an Akron, Eastern Michigan.
I like the foreshadowing. Okay. Yes.
So it really depends on the number. But tonight, Western Michigan, I mean, their quarterbacking is they replace this guy, Salipak. and he was just horrendous. And the guy, they're both freshmen. So they set the number, I think, at 48 on the OU, which for a MAC game is like unprecedented. It's absurd. Never see that. So I'm just going to lay off these games tonight, and I won't be watching them because of Dia de los Muertos. So I'll just defer to next Tuesday night and my other college game, which is Fresno State over Hawaii, which I really like. Fresno is going to lay it on very, very thick.
I'm going to take that over. I'm going to bite. I'm going to take the over in the Central Michigan, Northern Illinois game. Dude, the teams could just air it out and play. They're not even playing for bowl eligibility or anything like that. And I swear, Paul, like you said, I'm really tempted, man. You got a low flow total here in this Bowling Green game. And guys, Bowling Green are 6-2 to the over on the season.
Yep.
Right. So, I mean, it's up to Western Michigan. They're 5-3 to the under. As Paul stated, their quarterback play is bad. They scored 16 points last week. They scored 14 points the week before that. But at this low of a number, I got to play a MAC game to the over just out of principle. So Paul, let's get to work. Yep.
You know, they actually could have beaten Ohio. They scored 14 points, and the quarterback threw 5 interceptions. The numbers he put up were very respectable, but he threw 5 interceptions, and they yanked him after that game and put this kid in. They're both kids. They're both freshmen. So I don't have any faith there, but, you know, sometimes those turnovers can work in your favor and it'll generate some points. That may be the case tonight, but I'm not willing to roll those dice.
Paul Bovey. So, Paul, let's get back to work with the Shady Five. 3-2, whatever it is, what it is. Let's just start chipping away. But good job. The three of us nailed the wins last week. Let's get it done again. I haven't really isolated something. Like last week, I was pretty locked in. I was like, man, I'm leaving the Titans on the table too much this year. They're a flawed team, but they win football games. This week, I was originally.
I don't know how they're winning all these games, I swear. And Malik Hooker, the safety, is going to be out this week, probably. And it pisses me off. You know it pisses me off, Dave, because you know I like the Titans under. And they've been outgained in like every game.
I know.
Just continue to win.
Are they the worst 5-2 team ever?
Paul?
All I know is
I'm getting sick of the Bengals. How are the Bengals doing? Like that offensive line is a train wreck. Like Carolina
The Ravens flocks in first place still, guys.
No. Me and Paul were Bengal guys. We just have to have a meeting at the Red Lobster to talk about Cincinnati.
With Joe Burrow.
Joe. Joe Mixon is running outside the Raven game.
That's true.
Like 2.6 yards a carry. When you don't run the football, the defenders just
he's a good under prop
and just bum rush him. And that's what they've been doing at Joe Burrow. That's the problem.
It was 67.5 the other night. He's a good under prop. I said it on the show the other night. He might get you a touchdown or something, but he's not a bell cow back. He just isn't. And if I was the Bengals, I'd draft a back next year and bring in like a real guy to push him right now. I think Mixon's past his prime. But the Titans just find a way to win. They keep it simple. They're opportunistic. They're good in the red zone. They got Derrick Henry. They get a lead on you. I mean, guys, they threw the ball 10 times last week.
Yeah.
They didn't even like – they're playing college-style football right now. They really do. Just give it to Derrick Henry. That's their style.
KC, if they can actually hang if Derrick Henry just – all you got to do, keep Mahomes and those guys off the field. Big, methodical drives and tenderize them.
No. If they have Malik Willis, they're not going to win the game. I don't know why Kansas City –
Tannehill's going to play.
Kansas City traded Fenton for a seventh-round pick because their secondary – this year has some holes. They have not looked impressive. They should have lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Colts, gave up 29 points to the Raiders. Buffalo went up and down the field against them, and they trade away a cornerback who's pretty decent. I don't get that.
You know, it sounds crazy to say. I like the Commanders plus the 3.5.
So do I, Gabe. One of my favorites this week. Love
Heineke. This guy, all this kid does is cover point spreads. Another just
I think they're
going to
win the game.
Right?
They're going to win outright. I like them this week as well. I've already bet
it. Well, I did like Arizona last week against Minnesota too. Paul, we'll break it down. Thanks for joining us. And any early thoughts on the Breeders' Cup?
guys, I make my decision race by race. Anybody that wants to follow me can send me a DM. I'll throw out a prop on Sunday that I'm going to get down on when the number comes out. And I'll also throw a couple picks over the weekend, and you'll probably win. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I do pretty good this time of year. And, you know, just give me a follow.
Paul Bovey at Twitter. Paul Bovey. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
There's Paul Bovey with his great stuff, as always. Great insight from Paul Bovey. Always fun talking sports and sports betting with Paul. So let's get down to business right now, Cam. We got games coming up at 7 o'clock. There's just that one game in the NBA with the Cavaliers and the Celtics. I'm going to take the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll get back to that game. But the Philadelphia Flyers have been one of the big surprises of the National Hockey League season so far. And they're in Toronto tonight, who have been one of the, you know, underperforming gravy, cold cheese. Yep. So they're underperforming gravy.
That's the worst.
The Leafs are.
Maple Leafs poutine, soggy fries, underperforming gravy, bad, nasty cheese curds.
The underperforming gravy was the best part.
You're right. That's the best line. Underperforming.
No, it's cold fries, Kev. Cold fries. cold fries, soggy cheese, underperforming gravy.
Underperforming gravy was wicked. I agree.
I don't know. The Vancouver Canucks are underperforming sushi then. Nice call with the Devils. Devils play good hockey, actually.
Dave, I'm telling you.
Blackwood with the win last night.
I'm going to say it to people again. The New Jersey Devils didn't even bring their A game that game. They've outshot almost every opponent this year. He did play good, but if they get a real like goaltender, so they have a 1-2 punch and like maybe one more guy, I think the Devils are extremely dangerous. They're
playing like a playoff team right now. Yeah, they're playing good hockey. I'm going to tip my cap to them. Give them credit. Okay, so let's get into the Toronto Maple Leafs. -310 right now at FanDuel. The total is 6.5 in this game. So -310, 6.5. The puck line, you figure with a big number like this, Cam, the number would be a little bit better. Like Philadelphia is +104 on the puck line. The Leafs are -128 on the puck line. Last night, Philadelphia gave New York all that they can handle. They lost 1-0, but we won on the plus a puck and a half. What's your take on this game tonight with the Leafs back from the West Coast trip?
I think it's desperation time. They lost to the Ducks. They lost to the Sharks. Heads are rolling, Gabe. You see the media here. It's out of control. Like, bad things are going to happen if they don't win this game. Flyers are on a back-to-back. I'm going to play Toronto -1.5 and the juice.
Yeah, no Carter Hart tonight, Cam.
Yeah, exactly. Sandstrom. That's huge. Yeah, that's the
Sandstrom.
Thing.
Sandstrom.
I like, Carter Hart has been wicked for Philadelphia. He looks like the guy that's who they drafted. -1.5 in the Leafs game. And I got
the Leafs are getting a backup goalie. You better win this game tonight.
That's what I said. If they don't win, like I was telling Bovey, not guaranteed, but Keefe could be done. Toronto parlayed with Buffalo +1.5 is only -116. And you can't bet 310 on the Leafs. So I'll take the Leafs on the puck line -1.5 in a separate bet. That's what I'm doing with that game.
All right, I'm going to put the Leafs in a money line parlay, so that'll be a starting point.
Yep.
I did not like the game Cam just talked about in parlays. I'm not putting Pittsburgh or Buffalo in this.
I'm putting Buffalo +1.5 in it. At Pittsburgh. Oh yeah, Pittsburgh. Great work last night. We back Sharapan's team. They're up 5-2, these guys scored 3 goals. They scored with seconds left and lost in overtime. I don't get mad about bets often. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, honest to God, the Penguins, Gabe, they got no defense. Like. Goaltending, like they're a pro, and Buffalo's good at home. That's one thing.
I know
the Sabres will give you an honest effort. I'm going to play. You know what? Screw it. I'll take the Sabres in that parlay +1.5 with the Leafs. I want Buffalo tonight. Give me Buffalo at -102 dogs. Perfect. I'm in.
I'm going to pass on this game. Good game. I don't have a strong betting feel on it.
Okay.
But listen, Pittsburgh have been struggling. What's that? 5 in a row now. Five in a row. They lost 5 games in a row.
What a horrible way.
And they've been blowing leads and stuff. Like, okay, Vegas Golden Knights and the Ottawa Senators. So Vegas were in Washington last night. Man, they go from one capital to the other. Who are these guys? Go from Washington to Ottawa.
I like Ottawa tonight.
I like Ottawa. I like that goal and a half, though, with Ottawa. That catches my eye in the parlay with the Leafs.
I like that.
See, Ottawa Senators plus the Ontario special. The Doug Ford parlay of the night.
You know what, Gabe? Ottawa was beat at the tug for the team. Everyone's going on strike. Here.
Hey, friends. Yeah, yeah, I know. Hey. Dude, the guy's a clown. Bro. All right. Just anyways, that, you better get out of there before that place is running.
I'm going to tell you a story. If I start winning some money, I'll see you in Vancouver. I'm gone. Like, the only thing is, here are my folks that I help out. Ontario is going down the toilet. Anyway,
he's
Gabe,
not
I agree
smart
with you.
Enough to run somewhere. Like, he's just not smart enough.
Ottawa almost beat Tampa Bay last night. They had a lead and they gave it away last night, and Tampa Bay was playing better. Ottawa's in a good spot tonight. I'm going to take the Senators.
Liked his brother, Rob. May he rest in peace.
He's a lot cooler.
His NFL tie. Cam's got the same tie. You're going to bust that tie up if you find it.
Yeah, I got to find that tie again. I'll bring it to Vegas when we go to the thing. I'll wear the NFL tie like Carver. Just beat down after a day of work. It's got all the old logos, too.
That was the tie that he wore at the press conference to say he doesn't smoke crack. Like the biggest press conference of his life.
That's why I love it.
It's a local tie.
You might as well just say, I smoke crack with the tie.
Yeah, you might as well just say, listen, I'm a little messed up and it's the only thing I could find in the morning and I thought it was good enough. You're the mayor of one of the biggest cities in the world. Show up. I do not.
You guys busting out like a $10 dress shirt and a loose NFL tie with old logos. The Houston Oilers.
Houston Oilers.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best. I love that tie. I'm going to go find it again. I'll show you on air. It's the best. Best tie ever.
He really was the best. May he rest in peace. All right.
I love him.
Give me the Ottawa Senators plus a puck and a half and the Leafs to win. Plus 100.
Yep.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, it happened, Cam. Between St. John's basketball, we don't even know what we're betting on.
No, we don't. Yeah.
I got to cash this parlay out.
Yeah, yeah. I told him, I go, Gabe, I think that Ottawa game's tomorrow.
Like back-to-back nights.
I'm like the Senators, you know.
No. We got a real problem with them. I'm dead serious. We got to tell them. You can't just put all the games. Like, you can't just put games like this.
FanDuel,
all the time.
We love you guys. We love you. Yeah, you're part of our family. Yeah. Put it in big fonts Tuesday. You got to make it big, or else you got to change the color or make a bar to separate days. That's all we're saying. I like the Senators. Well, now we're betting the Leafs. I got the Leafs in Buffalo plus one.
Leafs,
and a half.
All right, Leafs.
You can join with me.
Leafs is one of these stupid Mac games, Cam. Dear God.
Why are you taking NBA? You know what? I got one for you. I got the bet. I've already done it. Leafs and Raptors money line parlay to like $130.
The Toronto two-step. Let's go.
Yeah, tonight it works.
Are we sure it's tonight?
Yeah. I guarantee the Raptors are playing the Spurs tonight. That's a fact.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're going down, San Antonio. Yeah, the Toronto two-step. Yeah. This is rare. We're testing fate tonight with the Toronto
two-step. We are. We really
like, we know how this works, but no, this is the night tonight.
Yes. You thought the Ottawa game was tonight. I thought the DePaul was playing basketball at 1 a.m.
I don't do this off. I don't put $300 on Leaf games all the time, buddy. I just put $300 on this parlay.
And I wish you all the best because I'm on the Leafs tonight too. We need the Leafs. Let's roll.
I'm gonna snap if the Leafs don't win tonight.
No! You think you're gonna snap if the Leafs lose? I might actually like put my head through my TV. Like honestly, like enough is enough. You gotta win tonight. Backup goalie, Phillies on a back-to-back. Come on.
Give me the Cavaliers too. Hey Cam, the Wizards are winning 47-44.
I know.
Give me the Cleveland Cavaliers plus 1.5. So in other words, plus 2. Yeah. Give me the Cavs plus 2.
Oh, the football game.
Leafs.
Bowling Green and Central Michigan.
Give me the over in both games.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.